My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to make screen-free time more tempting. It is not enough to rely on willpower to put down the screens. You want to make sure that the playing field is fair. I know from talking with many people about how they spend their time that lots of people are appalled at how many hours they spend staring at screens. There is the stuff we have to do, of course, like answering your boss's email. But then there are copious minutes spent on social media and headline scrolling. We might spend evenings streaming various entertainment options. Now, I will say that there is nothing wrong with any of this, per se. The question is more the balance. If you'd love to read or do hobbies or get together with friends, and you feel like you never have the time, but the screen time function on your phone claims you are on optional stuff for hours daily, well, that is a different matter. What's going on is that screen-based entertainment is designed to be almost irresistibly alluring. Thousands of brilliant people have devoted their professional lives to keeping you hooked, checking back for the 90th time to see if all your friends like that post, or starting the next episode. Sheer willpower alone is not going to combat all those brilliant people. Instead, you need to make more strategic choices to level the playing field. And that means making non-screen entertainment more tempting. So think about what you'd like to do. Do you like to read? Then you need to make sure that you always have a book you can't wait to read with you. You want it to be ready to be picked up whenever you have a spare moment. Buy that new bestseller. Go to the library and get a stack of 24 books so you have one for any mood. Maybe even some brainless stuff like pretty coffee table books if you are looking to replicate that scrolling sensation. Make sure your fun is as accessible as possible. If you like to do puzzles, commandeer a central table. No, maybe not where you eat multiple meals a day, but not somewhere far away where you are never going to go. You want to see your fun frequently. Same with that Lego set or crafting supplies. If you have to go hunt down your art supplies, you aren't going to use them. So get over any worries about a little bit of clutter. Better to keep them out and use them than have them nicely put away and have them stay nicely put away. You should also think about actively filling your leisure time with non-screen stuff. There are a lot of hours during the week, and so I promise that even people with jobs and families can make commitments with their leisure time. Join that book club or spiritual small group. Start taking piano or voice lessons. Sign up for the softball league. You can swap kid coverage with your partner or a neighbor or a friend. Or you can find things you can do alongside your kids, or at least at the same time. Instead of scrolling while your kid is at a piano lesson, you take a martial arts class, a at the studio next door. I've been thinking about this with my kids as well. One reason we have decided to get a really cool outdoor playset is that it will be more competitive with screens than a more ho-hum version. We park the bikes and pogo sticks right outside on the porch, so they are there for playing. I mean, frankly, we almost trip over them on the way in the door. But that is kind of the point. You come home from school and think, hey, nice day. I could go ride my bike. I have told the kids that if they want a particular book, I will make sure that they get it. I try to buy used books or get books from the library, but I am also willing to buy them new. To me, it is worth the money, because a good book makes non-screen time a lot more attractive. Screen time fills a time vacuum. When we don't think about how we want to spend our time, we will spend it on whatever is easiest. Since we have our phones with us 24/7, that tends to be social media and headline scrolling and the like. When we make non-screen entertainment more tempting, though, the playing field feels more level. We spend less time online, not because we have suddenly gained huge amounts of willpower, but just because there is less amorphous time that has to be filled with something. It really does change the game. If you have taken active steps to make screen-free time more alluring, I'd love to hear what you have done. You can reach me at laura@lauravandercam.com. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.